This is program number LW2053. Well, a fellow by the name of Bob Benson tells an interesting story today. Hi, this is Larry West. Like my wife, Bob's wife is named Peggy, too. And he begins his story this way. Tune in today, okay? Bob says, nearly a year ago, Peg and I had a very hard week. It started on Wednesday night. Mike, our 18-year-old boy, slept downstairs in his room where children belong, you know. And we slept upstairs in ours where moms and dads belong. On Thursday night, we were 350 miles away, and he was in Ramada 325, and we were in 323, connecting rooms, and we left the door open and talked and laughed together. On Friday night, we were 700 miles from home, and he was in 247, and we were in 239, but it was just down the balcony, and somehow we still seemed together. On Saturday night, we were back home, and Mike was 700 miles away in Chapman Dorm 309. Now, we have been through this before. Bob Jr. had gone away to college, and we had gathered ourselves together then until we had gotten over it. He's married now, and he lives only 10 miles away, and he comes to visit often with Debbie and little Robert III. So we thought we knew how to handle separation pretty well. But we came away from that college campus leaving Mike behind, and we were so lonely and blue. Oh, our hearts were filled with pride because we had such a fine young man. Our minds were filled with memories from tricycles to commencements. But deep down inside somewhere, we just ached with loneliness and pain. Somebody said, oh, you still have three at home, three fine kids, and there is still plenty of noise, plenty of ball games to go to, plenty of responsibilities, plenty of laughter, plenty of everything. And that's true. We have plenty of everything. Everything except Mike. And in parental math, 5 minus 1 just doesn't equal plenty. You know, I can't help but to think about God. We kids are running all over this globe of his, and he has plenty of love, plenty of artists, plenty of singers, carpenters, plenty of butchers, bakers, candlestick makers, plenty of everybody. But unless you are close to the nest, all of the others together can never take the place of you. And there's always an empty spot in God's heart, a vacant chair at his table, you know, when you're not home. You see, there's not another person in the whole world like you. And when you're not close to the heart of God, he misses you. Maybe you're thinking that God's crowding you too much, that he wants to get too close, that he makes things too demanding. Well, I just want to tell you that whatever he demands, it's all because he loves you. Don't you do that with your own children? If you're a good mom or dad, you know that you make your kids do some things they don't quite understand, but you know as a parent, you do it because it's for their own good, and you've still got to make those demands, even though they don't quite understand. You hope that one of these days they will appreciate you for what you do know, and that while it hurts at the moment you're disciplining them, you still know it's something they need. And you do it because you love them. And when they grow up and end up far away in some dormitory room or some apartment somewhere, 700 miles away from home, then maybe there will be something in that experience you can learn yourself, that in spite of all the others you still have running around the house, no one can take your Mike's place. There will always be an empty spot in your heart and a vacant chair at your table when he's not at home. If some things I say from time to time make you feel I'm crowding you a bit concerning your need for God in your life, it's just because I love him and that I know he loves you and that last night was one of those nights, you know, when God was missing you so much that he could hardly stand it. So I'm just his messenger whom he sent to you to tell you about it. He wants you to come home. His house is full of other kids. There's plenty of noise, plenty of activity, but there's still an empty spot in the heart of God, because you are not there. Don't you think it's time you came home? I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. I have a Bible study course. It's your map back home. It's yours free. Write me for it and care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.